Any question, Mr. Baker? Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. First up today, we have received our check from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service.
You ready for your speech, Mr. Rogers? Okay.
Okay. As a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge, this check represents under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2007. This amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment, including refuge receipts and supplemental appropriations, and Sussex County may use the funds for any governmental purpose. It has been our policy that we allocate this. We receive $60,233. We allocate this back in the proration of the assessed value between the school districts and the county and whoever would get property taxes. So, or be charged property taxes. That would come out to be in Sussex County's allocation of $6,461.31, the library tax $757.58, Votech School $4,023.11, Milford School District $11,808.82, and Cape Henlopen School District $37,182.19. This year we did receive about $2,000 less than we did last year. It was $62,000 last year, and this year it's a little over $60,000.
Motion.
I'm waiting to see Mr. Rogers going to.
He's when he makes his vote, he's going to give his annual speech.
I'll tell you.
I can make it for you. I've heard it so many times.
As Ms. Webb alluded to, that the county council can distribute this funding any way they see fit, and I think emergency services get cut way short on this each time because there's 11,000 acres of it in our first responder area in the fire district, and we spend many hours a year down there and get nothing, and it's all given to a school district that don't care about it. So I just think that needs to be thought out in the future a little bit better, and if it can't go to the fire service, I'd like to see it go to libraries.
Maybe you need to call the when you have a fire dinner, maybe you need to call the schools and the libraries to come help you.
Of course, if there is a consensus, I can come back with a different allocation.
I wish you would. I've asked for 12 years, but you know.
He hadn't won yet, so don't waste your time.
I don't have to suggest that next year. Yeah. I make a motion we adopt the recommendation of distribution of funds.
Okay. Second, please.
Second.
You're not going to do that? Move second. Do we accept a recommendation from our finance director, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I'm giving Mr. Rogers a going away present. I vote no.
What the hell was that? Okay. Mr. Dews?
Yes.
Not leaving this early.
No.
All righty. I'm not with you on this one, Mr. Rogers. You know that.
You're going to give him a present, too, are you?
Say, you're going to happen not this year like you did last year. My vote is yes. Okay.
Thank you.
You're still
thank
in.
Pay back your head.
Oh, that's right. Watch it. Watch it.
What I'm passing down is the general fund revenue and expense report for the fourth quarter ending June 30th, 2008. I'll make some qualifications first. This is the report that we've been showing every quarter this year since the real estate related revenue trend has been down. There was an interest just to see how far down some of our bigger revenues were going and how it was hitting our budget and how our expenses were coming out. June 30th is our year end, so there's many accruals that will need to be done to these numbers. Not specifically these revenue and expense numbers, but to our balance sheet to wrap up our year end. So the numbers are not final. It's just to keep in standing with what we've been doing is the trend of the revenues and the expenditures. This month is when we're working on our audit journal entries, so I just want to clarify that when we go into it. I'm going to talk about the highlighted items first. I'm going to come back to really transfer tax. At the end of our fiscal year is when we transfer some money according to our budget for capital projects, and it is just a little bit different on the fourth quarter as opposed to all the other quarters. So let's start right with mobile home placement tax, the same trend. I just highlighted the larger ones. As you can see, down 28%, deeds down. I'd like to make note of the sheriff department is up 112%. Although it's probably a sad indication of the times because of the foreclosures and other things that they're doing.
Didn't they raise their fees, though?
Yeah, we had a little bit of that. Fire service fees, building permit, building inspections, private road. It's your same typical ones that we've been showing every quarter. Interest is not as down as much as I thought it would be. Right now, we're looking at 2.7% on our money, although it is lower from last year. The other charges is some things that are in there that we really don't budget. We have to put a value to donated assets from Homeland Security, so that's an actual number that's in there. We had collected a bond on one of the developments to help in that area, and we received money back on our economic stimulus loan. I think David had it in his report last week, so we got that money back. That's why that percentage is a swayed. On the second page, the expenses. The trend does continue going down, as we would want to see our expenses. The insurance allocation in the finance department is not made yet, or in the personnel department. This is right now is what we're working on, is doing our insurance allocations between water and sewer and the paramedic department. Going down some of the bigger ones, you'll see LEPC. We just haven't hired that person yet, and economic development's the same thing. Public works, as you would imagine, to give you an example, is down. But since our revenue's down, we're not paying for reviews, the outside source either. So back to really transfer tax. On the front page, you will see it looks like a 13% increase. But how this is shown today is the actual receipts are $20 million. But we budget 4.18 of really transfer tax in our capital improvement. And you'll see that at the bottom, transfers in realty transfer tax under the capital improvement fund. And on the second page, it is agrees to the transfers out from the general fund. So we budget the 4.1 in the capital projects fund, a realty transfer tax that we're going to use for projects. And at the fourth quarter is when we transfer that money around as per budget. So in reality, and we showed that down here, I showed that down here as compared to the budget, because it equals, we transferred what the budget equals. But in reality, if you put it up with the budget, the 18.2 realty transfer tax is down 8%. Looks like it'll be down 8% for this fiscal year.
And that translates into how many dollars?
I think it's 1.2. And well, 22.4 is what we budgeted, and we're at 26. So.
Yeah. 1.8 million.
And that is just for the transfer, or is that?
That's everything? Just for the realty transfer.
Okay. The total. What is our total?
What we're looking at as a surplus or negative?
Yes.
Around $5 million right now.
$5 million.
But we have accruals that have to go in, and one accrual that I'm expecting is a huge medic check over $1 million. So we should be getting that in the next month, which is our third quarter portion coming back into the general fund. So that'll bring it down a little bit.
About $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it looks like we're going to be about $4 million in the red.
Somewhere in there. Normally the year-end accruals are positive to our net income because they are accrual, so meaning that we are allowed to accrue revenue 60 days after year-end. So right around in there. I don't want to stick to a figure, but that's about right.
And this past winter, I guess, when we got the final audit numbers for the previous year, we were at about 2.27
mm-hmm.
in the red, and
mm-hmm.
this time it looks like it's about $4 million in the red.
Somewhere around there, yes.
Okay.
That's it.
That is consistent with the budget for.
Yes, it is. We anticipated that
fiscal year.
We in our planning, we move the realty transfer tax funds over into the capital improvement funds for the commitments for our projects that we have budgeted. So,
how much are we subsidizing sewer service? How much is going into the sewer districts to help subsidize sewer rates?
In a grant situation? And last year, Mr. Phillips?
book fund. I think it's 2.3, 2.4.
In fiscal year 2008.
$2,175,000.
So a little bit more than, $2 million has gone out of the general fund over into the sewer districts to help keep their rates at a reasonable level.
Plus $500,000, right, for the 100-foot and the low-income program. So
2.1 plus 5, 2.6.
Yeah, 2.6, 2.7.
Okay.
That's in the 2008 budget.
Okay.
I think it's lower in the 2009 budget.
Right,
we have the same programs, but less grant money going over. We still have
1.5 this year.
Cap.
So even though our sewer district funds are segregated and, and accounted for separately, when our general fund comes up short, it has the potential of threatening rates, even though they're in a separate budget because of a potential reduction in the grants to those districts. Okay.
Did you get the 2009 amount? We had dropped it down to $1 million plus the 425.
Okay.
That was one of the places we looked real hard when we did the 2009 budget.
Right.
Knowing that our general fund revenues were going to be down. But, of course, we'll have audited financial statements, and there'll be a formal presentation with June 30, 2008 numbers when the audit is finished.
Right.
Any questions?
I don't think so. Susie, I just have to say, and to everybody, that, you know, when you look at the numbers, even though, you know, you have, when you look at the back page of what brought in compared to what we budgeted, you know, it is like, what, less than $300,000. With, from what we estimated until what we actually did, less, you know, so you, it's fantastic. Thank
it
you.
It is. Thank you.
Any questions, Mrs. Webb? Thanks, Susan.
What's fantastic about finishing $4 million in the red?
I'm not saying it's $4 million in red. I said as far as estimating budget and what we actually did. Brought people that they were within $400,000 of expenses versus of the general budget is what I said.
Okay.
Right.
I'm a little confused. It seems like we're in a you know, we're in a pretty tough spot right now. If revenues continue to follow the current trend, there's going to be a lot of belt tightening around here in your absence.
Yeah, but you got to remember also, Mr. Phillips, how many years ago did we pay off all the debt of the county? You know, we're our buildings, land, everything's debt-free.
That's,
so
that's a very good thing. Right.
We saw this coming, and we knew we needed to do this. Thanks for the recommendation and the support of the council. It happened, and even though revenues are down now, we still are in good shape financially. But that doesn't mean we still don't need to tighten our belt and watch what we're spending for the future.
Thanks, Susan. Mm-hmm.
We are continuing in that vein. We're trying to use staff where we can, existing staff that are not as busy as they were a couple years ago, and shift our employees around, just to give you examples. Plus, we have, of course, we're watching our capital expenditures, and there's other special approvals that have to occur to, before Absolutely. Things are approved. So we've tightened up, and we'll continue in that vein.
I think everybody is certainly in between the council and staff and everybody else and the people that work for us. I certainly understand that, you know, we are very conservative, and they realize that. And I think that trend will certainly, as long as we keep present staff, that it will stay that way. Okay. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Susan. Bob?